I've always wondered what it would be like to have never have met you at all. What dim shadows that weren't to be filled with sunshine. What jagged lines that would not be filled with light. Your light and your smile, and your touches and your kisses and your soothing words. Words to build me back up after the weight that is the world presses down on me and crushes me into little despairing bits. Over and over and over. But then you give me a call, or you come over unexpectedly to hold me, and then suddenly each little bit heals, gets put together with your sunshine like gold, and I feel that I am more beautiful, more put together every time you do. How careful you are with my broken pieces, with your gentle touch, and it's miraculous. The girl I was could not have believed that an angel like you would come to me that way. Because you are my sunshine, my beautiful girl. You are my sunshine girl. I remember trying to put words together in the right formation, the right way, and the right tone to tell my small self, my broken self, the little girl that was me at 14, hurting so desperately that she would wager her everything on a world that didn't care. Put herself out there to burn in the regard of all the harsh stares and the harsh words and hard looks and creeping hands. All the boys and the people that would only hurt her, hurt me more and more and more. I'm still struggling to put together words that would heal me altogether. Put me back into something whole, something beautiful and bright. Something like who you are to me, so I can be that person for you. I never quite can, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know I still have to, that I can't rely on your sunshine and kisses to heal it all. I don't want to drain your sunshine into me and leave you empty. There is a fire in me. There is a fire in my stomach, and that fire is anger and frustration. Frustration at the world being the way it is, and I'll stand up and say it when other people don't. But, my sunshine girl, you told me that sometimes you reach out to hold me because I ground you. The way I see the world as it is, but in reality, you ground me. There was a change in the way I loved myself before and after I met you. Before you, I was mostly self-hating. Hating the world and the people in it, but most of all, hating myself. Hating all the boys who'd grab me by my wrist, by my hand, by my hair, by other things in other places, in the dark rooms and roads home from school after hours. Who were creeps who stole up with their grabbing hands and their lines about how I must have wanted it, must have wanted their touch. And I hated them. And I hated myself for somehow just not ever managing to stop it, even though I tried. Even though I tried. And it hasn't gone away. Not even today. Did I tell you? But somehow, when I'm talking to you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because you remind me of all the clouds I've yet to see. All the flowers waving in the wind, each individual color and pattern on their petals. You remind me of lazy days spent lying in your living room, watching the rain beat against the windows, with your hand wrapped loosely around mine, holding me together with just that. Your presence, your comfort, your touch. Before you, I was falling into the pit of me. Of my pain and my hurt, and wrapping darkness around darkness, self-hate or regret. After, well, sometimes I get to see the sun. Sometimes the day is bleak and dark and cold. Sometimes the days are light and glowing and warm, and I can feel the unfamiliar shape of a smile against my lips. I can feel the lightness of laughter bubbling up within me. I can feel the sun beaming down on me from above and from beside me. Where you are. Being with you, how you hold space for me, how you listen to me when I'm quiet, when I'm loud. I wonder, what is it like to never have known you, my sunshine girl? Sometimes I think I'd be bracing against the flow of the wind that rushes, that beats me down, that pays me against the wall and draws out my most fearful, most despairing bits. But now I know you'll come to me, because you always have, and peel me off and shine a light on me. And now I'm upwards into existence again, just so that I can hold you again. I don't know. I hope I said enough words to draw a picture, and draw enough pictures to tell you even an infinitesimally small amount of what you do for me. And to me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being my sunshine. My sunshine. My sunshine, girl.